free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, December 3rd, 2018, the first Monday of December. Over the weekend, we had George H.W. Bush pass away. We're going to take a look at a globalist's life, the life and legacy of George H.W. Bush. And we're going to do it in a perspective. We're not going to say anything about the man himself. We're going to talk about his policy, his legacy, a representative of a growing empire. That really is the context, I think, for his life. And we're going to put it in a context of a funeral ceremony that members of the Austrian Empire will go through before they get interred in the Vienna crypt. I've actually visited that crypt. It's I knew the story of the ceremony. I wanted to see it. Really a macabre place. I tell you, the crypt that is there, they have these elaborate sculptures of weeping women with veils over their heads surrounding these crypts of the former Austrian emperors, the Habsburgs. They have people still going there quite a bit on a regular basis, laying flowers at the grave sites of these former emperors. And there was a ceremony that was repeated. It's been repeated for centuries, most recently repeated, I think, in 2011. There was a 99-year-old member of the family that died in 2011, and they celebrated that funeral, that process. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the new globalist fraud that many people are beginning to wake up to in Europe. Now, this is not just the flooding of Europe with immigrants from other parts of the world, parts of the third world, in order to replace the European population there, in order to destroy true multiculturalism that is what was represented by the tapestry of very intricate cultures that had grown up in Europe. Now, that's all going to be leveled and replaced with a new gray culture created by the European Union. But another aspect of this is something that the people in France are beginning to wake up to. We had an election over the weekend. We had Spain with a rising populist party. These are reactions, for the most part, to the immigration issue. But now there's a new aspect of this, also part of the globalist plan for domination. And that is the massive fuel tax. I call them a carbon tax because that's really what they are. Yeah, it's not exactly the kind of they do have outright carbon taxes that they proposed, where they just hit you for general usage, take that money and send it along to create a bigger government, a globalist government. But these are nevertheless carbon taxes. Hydrocarbon taxes are taxes on fuel. And it's going to take away, they start out with diesel cars at first because that's the one they want to say, oh, they're the dirtiest. Well, you can make a very clean diesel engine now, but they don't care about that. They don't even bother to put mandates on that anymore. They're just banning it outright throughout Europe. Even increasing the parking fees for diesel vehicles. And so now people are waking up to that part of the agenda. It's not just the mass migration and the destruction of Europe, the European population, the European culture, the European legal system, dominating it into a centralized European empire, which is what Macron was talking about. You got Angela Merkel talking about that as well. The two of them jockeying for position to be the first emperor of Europe, pushing that globalism. But this is another awakening that has happened in Europe. So we're going to talk about that. We also have today joining us Matt Bracken. We're going to talk to him about what's going on at the border. And we have Charles Ortel, the expert on the Clinton Foundation, an investigator. And we've had a whistleblower of the Clinton Foundation being harassed. The news came out the end of last week. So we're going to talk about that. What was it that they were trying to do? What was it they were trying to hide? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In the last last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, December the 3rd, 2018. Over the weekend, we had George H.W. Bush pass away. And I want to talk about today, I'm not going to talk about it in terms of the man. I'm not going to hate the man. I'm going to draw a distinction between the man and the man's legacy. You know, as Shakespeare said in Julius Caesar, the evil that a man does lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. And so they can have their ceremony where they inter his bones. And we'll talk about the kind of ceremony that they used to inter people as part of the Habsburg Empire, the Habsburg family, the Austrian Empire. You know, that is an empire that is now sadder, but wiser. We have a new empire here in America. And we haven't really learned the downfalls of empire yet. So we'll talk a little bit about that in a moment. But clearly, when we look at the passing of an individual, I don't want to criticize him for all of his friends and family who knew him personally. I don't know George H.W. Bush personally. And I'm not going to make any judgments about his eternal state. That's not mine to judge. I don't know anything about that. But we will talk about his legacy and his, I would say, nobody more than George H.W. Bush. Everybody talks about it. This is the resume man. And he does have a very impressive resume. And how do you put that into context? As part of the Austrian Empire, when someone would die there, part of the royal family, a Kaiser, you know, it comes from Caesar, doesn't it? They would take them to the imperial crypt in Vienna, and they would have what they called a knocking ceremony. It's a dialogue that they would do, the burial of every member of the imperial family before they're put into this crypt. And the crypt is pretty amazing when you if you ever get a chance to see that, if you travel to Vienna, that's one of the things to see. It's really kind of out of the way. You've got to search it out. The people there know where it is. They continually show up, and I was amazed when we were there in 2001, how many people were still putting flowers at the graves of these Kaisers, some of whom had started, gotten us involved arguably in World War One. But let's take a look at just the beginning of this knocking ceremony, because I think it's a very interesting ceremony, something for all of us to think about. Here's what it looks like, and we'll play a little bit of this, and as they start to speak in German, we'll pull this down, and I'll tell you exactly what they're saying. Here's the knocking ceremony, how they bury their emperors. This guy walks up. He's in a suit. He's got a very formal tux. Everybody there, he's banging on the door on the outside. Now inside, they cut to it. You see these guys in monk's robes carrying candles.
Otto von Österreich. Einst Kronprinz von Österreich, Ungarn. Königlicher Prinz von Ungarn und Böhmen.
Now what they do is he knocks on the door, and they say, who desires entry? And you can pull this down. I'll tell you what he is saying essentially in German. He's saying, they say, he knocks on the door and the people inside, the monks inside say, who desires entry? And he says, Otto of Austria, once crown prince of Austria-Hungary, royal prince of Hungary and Bohemia, of Dalmatia, Croatia, Slavonia, Galicia, and so forth. He says, Grand Duke of Tuscany and Krakow, Duke of Lorraine, Salzburg, Grand Prince of Transylvania, Margrave of Moravia, Duke of Upper and Lower Silesia, and goes on and on. Talks about how he's a princely count of Habsburg, the Prince of Trent, the Lord of Trieste, and so forth. Goes through all of these royal titles that he has, and I'm just reading a portion of these. And this is of the ceremony of the 99-year-old man who died in 2011, part of the Habsburg family. After that, on the inside, they say, we don't know him. We don't know him. And so they knock again. And they say, who desires entry? And then he starts talking about his non-royal credentials. Dr. Otto von Habsburg, president and honorary president of the Pan-European Union, member and quondam president of the European Parliament, honorary doctor of many universities, honorary citizen of many cities in Central Europe, and on and on and on. They say, we do not know him. And then he knocks a third time. And they say, who desires entry? Otto, a mortal, sinful man. And then they say, we know him. There will come a time in every one of our lives, everyone that we love, where everything we have done in this life will not matter, just like him. It's a great lesson, quite frankly. It's a very mature way, a very Christian perspective that we don't have in this country. Everybody's going to go down through all the different accolades, the resume of George H.W. Bush. It's not what you know, it's who you know. Depart from me, I never knew you. Is that what we will hear? I don't know what George H.W. Bush is going to hear. But when we look at his resume, longest living former president, first sitting vice president to win the White House since Martin Van Buren in 1836. He was born into a patrician family of the Eastern liberal establishment. Son of Senator Prescott Bush, member of the House of Representatives, ambassador to Communist China, chairman of the Republican National Committee, director of the CIA, vice president for 8 years, president himself for 4 years, the youngest fighter pilot in American history. And then to all of this, we could add things like destroyer and conqueror of Panama and Iraq, kingpin of the Bay of Pigs, a JFK assassination, and Iran-Contra. Drug kingpin of crack cocaine, director of the Council on Foreign Relations, purveyor of a new world order, and of course, rehabilitator and founder of the new CIA post-church committee hearing. You know, he was born into a family that always promoted globalism. His father, Prescott Bush, was the treasurer for Planned Parenthood under Margaret Sanger, the very first treasurer. Got his name right there on the letterhead. He was always pro-abortion. But then when it became politically expedient, he removed that from his resume. Not Barbara Bush. She was proudly and publicly a supporter of Planned Parenthood all of her life. But his family has, for the last 100 years, worked against America as a nation. Tried to establish America as a globalist empire, and then went on to a new world order that really throws America under the bus completely. When we look at the legacy of the Bushes and the Bush family, as New World Order, as New American points out, on December the 7th, 1991, Bush, then president, as he was commemorating, you know, December 7th is the day the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. George Bush did not blame the Japanese. He blamed American isolationists for Pearl Harbor. And I think one of his biggest legacies was to pave the way for Clinton by applying Democrat economics and voodoo economics Remember, he called the idea that we would get a stronger economy and more tax revenue by tax cuts. He called that voodoo economics. So most people were very afraid of him. Even after 8 years of being the vice president to Ronald Reagan, they were afraid he was going to raise taxes. And he was adamant about that. Everybody remembers that. Read my lips. No new taxes. And then he gave us the largest tax increase we had ever seen. When the press tried to engage him, he was out jogging. He was always a person of great health, exercised quite a bit. And he jogs off and says sarcastically, read my hips. That's the George Bush I know. That's the George Bush as to why I would not call myself a Republican. I still don't call myself a Republican. That's part of the legacy of George H.W. Bush in my life. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018, InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before, as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana. The truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is our bestseller, Brain Force Plus, now 55% off. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power
Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's play some of George H.W. Bush's own comments about what he wanted to accomplish, his vision of a new world order. This person who wanted to establish a globalist empire, always pushing, as his forefathers did, against American values, quite frankly. Remember, it was his father, Prescott Bush, who was at the center of the attempt to overthrow FDR. They didn't like that election. And, you know, when the business and globalist interest did not like the election back in 1933, it was because they didn't like a leftist. Now, today, they don't like President Trump, who is a conservative. Same tactics, however. And Smedley Butler, who a Marine general who had fought many wars, he said, the only thing worth fighting, in retrospect, the only thing worth fighting for is our home and the Bill of Rights. That's patriotism. That's nationalism. That's what our government is about. And he helped to stop that. They actually called it the business plot. And it was really led by George H.W. Bush's father, Prescott Bush. We now have a George P. Bush, George Prescott Bush, here in Texas, working his way up through the system. I hope that this Bush dynasty is done. I hope people have had enough of this family. Certainly, Jeb didn't go anywhere. Let's hope that his, I think it's his son. Does it say his son? I think it is. George P. Nevertheless, if you want to know the full extent of the things that have been done by the Bushes, for the most part, you can take a look at Roger Stone's book, The Bush Crime Family. It lays a lot of that stuff out there. As I said before, the evil that men do lives after them. The good is often interred with their bones. We're going to hear a lot about his long-term marriage to his wife. He appeared to love her deeply. Nevertheless, you're not going to hear a lot about the allegations of sexual assault that surfaced in the last year after the Me Too. Now, you're not going to hear anything about the Franklin cover-up either. People's lives are very complex, aren't they? Multifaceted. But here's one facet that he was very public about, and that is his love of a new world order. We got some clips we can play for that. Go ahead and run that video, clip 5.
Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge. A new era, freer from the threat of terror, stronger in the pursuit of justice, and more secure in the quest for peace. An era in which the nations of the world, east and west, north and south, can prosper and live in harmony. 100 generations have searched for this elusive path to peace, while 1,000 wars raged across the span of human endeavor. And today that new world is struggling to be born. A world quite different from the one we've known. A world where the rule of law supplants the rule of the jungle. A world in which nations recognize the shared responsibility for freedom and justice. A world where the strong respect the rights of the weak. We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders. What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind, peace and security, freedom, and the rule of law. Such is a world worthy of our struggle and worthy of our children's future.
All right, you get the idea. It was a common theme with George H.W. Bush. Oh, we're going to have the rule of law, not the rule of jungle. Well, I don't know. It seems like the jungle worked out pretty good for him with the crack cocaine epidemic, with Iran-Contra. How did that rule of law work with Panama, for example? When strongman Noriega, remember that? He was the CIA and Bush's partner in drugs. And then when he decided that he was going to go his own way, they took him down. There might have been other aspects, allegations of secret tapes that they wanted to recover above all. Nevertheless, invaded an entire country, small country, but, you know, that doesn't matter, does it? It's a small country, then they don't really matter because we're talking about the rule of law. No, we're talking about the rule of the jungle where the strong do whatever they wish. Manuel Noriega, of course, he was a strong man. Wouldn't call him president. Wouldn't call him whatever title he was. I mean, yeah, he was a corrupt crook who had gotten where he was by assassination and drug dealing. In many regards, the reflection of George H.W. Bush himself. You go back to the Bay of Pigs, which happened a year before the Cuban Missile Crisis, which happened a year before the assassination of JFK. You go back to the Bay of Pigs, it's kind of telling that two of the ships that were carrying troops as part of that invasion, one of them was called Zapata, the other was called Barbara. Zapata was the oil company that George H.W. Bush had at the time. Of course, he wasn't involved with any of that, and of course, he wasn't involved with the JFK assassination, according to all of these aspects. And yet, for some reason, this guy with absolutely no intelligence experience whatsoever was handpicked to rebuild the CIA after it had been damaged by candid revelations as part of the church committee hearings. And so as they put the FISA restrictions on them, said you're not going to spy on American citizens, you're not going to tap their phones and listen to their conversations, monitor Americans without any search warrants, you're not going to even do that to foreign agents here, only to foreigners and foreign countries. And we're going to have the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to make sure that happens. And the new CIA under George H.W. Bush was able to begin to turn that around, to use the FISA court as a kind of star chamber court. So rather than controlling the CIA, they were able to take that and use it as a means to avoid any kind of legal delay in what they wanted to do. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on in Paris, that side of the New World Order. You like that New World Order where they replace you with people from other countries, where they level your economy to that of a third world nation, and where they burn your cars? Because this is the plan, really, of the globalists. That's what some of the people who have gotten out of control there are doing now, is burning the cars. But that truly is part of their globalist plan. That's what they want to do to your car right there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day.
InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
That's right, and if you don't understand the importance of liberty, you're not going to be allowed to move. They're going to lock you up, folks. That's the plan. That's the globalist plan. That's what Macron has been doing. And this fuel tax that he put on people to essentially destroy their ability to move. I hear so many people say, well, they'll never take my car night here in America. Americans don't realize how enslaved they already are. And they don't realize that their freedoms can effectively be taken with a stroke of a pen, which is what Macron is doing. We have the Bill of Rights protecting our First Amendment and our Second Amendment. What's the status of our free speech and our ability to defend ourselves? Those are specifically protected. You don't have anything to protect your ability to move. And so when I look at what's happened to the First and Second Amendment, it doesn't make me feel too good about the other aspect of this, because that is the tactic that the military uses. They say shoot, communicate, and move, right? Well, it's also a strategy for controlling you, if they can stop your ability to shoot, stop your ability to communicate, if they can stop your ability to move, they completely control you. And their plan is to do that in the, as part of the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. They want to lock you up into the cities. And it's very important that you not be able to shoot, communicate, or move out of those cities. They hate the fact that they're suburbs. The urban planners, the socialist urban planners, who refuse to build roads, who refuse to build parking spaces, they keep packing people in, you notice, everywhere I've lived. They brag here in Austin about how many people are moving into Austin. And the time that I've been here, they haven't widened a single road that I can see. Not a single road. They added one toll lane down by the airport, but they haven't even finished that. I mean, it's just, they don't want to increase transportation. The only thing that they will add are a toll road here, a toll lane there, that'll be owned by some multinational corporation, typically out of Spain. And so what's happening in France? Here's some of the headlines here, explaining France's grassroots yellow vest movement and why it is spreading across Europe, says Zero Hedge. They say it's morphed into a general rage against the French government in general at a time when Macron's approval is at an all-time low. And the movement is spreading to other countries as well. They've got yellow vest demonstrations seen in Belgium, Italy, Netherlands, those expressing frustration over similar issues. Riot cops in Brussels, for example, were pelted with billiard balls. Cobblestones and other hard objects last week, while the Yellow Vest movement is now working to form a Belgian political party under the name that I think is the movement Yellow Vest in their language. And so they're turning this into a movement. And, of course, the Yellow Vest, the significance of the Yellow Vest was that was a requirement that all motorists were to have a Yellow Vest in their car in case of an emergency, you know, kind of like you would put a reflector behind your car, and that's mandated in some European countries in case your car breaks down. Well, they wanted you to have a yellow vest. And so these people who are drivers who are being driven out of their cars by Macron. And after the demonstrations began, at first they had thousands of French cities. The lowest estimates were 250,000 people protesting the taxes in several thousand French cities. Several thousand locations. And his response was basically, let them eat cake. So we're not changing anything. I'm not reducing any taxes. We're going to go on with our agenda here. And then it got violent. And it's been getting more and more violent as time has gone on. As one person pointed out, this movement, the Yellow Vest movement, is really about the marginalization and the impotence felt by ordinary people. About 5 years ago, I think it was. Maybe it wasn't that long ago. When they started talking about the precariat. That was a British communist economist started talking about that. Basically couching it in the language of Marxism. The proletariat, but he said it's the precariat. These are the people who are in a precarious situation. And you have to understand, as they're looking at this now, their pyramid, their hierarchy pyramid, it includes people at the very top. They have the globalist elite who really don't associate themselves with any country in particular. They're the 1% of the 1% of the 1% billionaires who can go wherever they wish. And then underneath them, you have the people, they break it down into a salitariat, and the proficients, the salitariat, are going to be people in corporate and government bureaucracies who've been highly paid, who have in the past had a very secure position. The proficients would be people who are technically proficient. They're typically more entrepreneurial, they're more mobile, they're more independent. But those people who have always in the past just been kind of lumped together in a Marxist model as the bourgeois, the bourgeoisie, they are now seeing that they're going to be dropping into the precariat. Usually it was, people who were dropping out were just coming out of the working class, the blue collar class, that sort of thing. All those people are going to be falling out significantly as well. But as we start moving towards this fourth industrial revolution, as some people look at it, we have automation, robotics, artificial intelligence taking people's jobs. In a few years, we're going to be looking at 50% unemployment over a wide variety of industries. And it's going to affect people that are not just working class. It's going to affect people who are the salariat and the proficients. They're going to be falling into this precariat, the unemployed and unemployable, many of them. And this is what's really, folks, behind these tax rights. As we look at this, state of insurrection reads one headline. Another one, violent clashes engulf Paris and new anti-Macron protests. Roving gangs of yellow vest militants set the heart of Paris ablaze. This is happening right at the wealthiest part of Paris, right near the Ritz Hotel, not far, as I say, from the high-end boutiques and restaurants in the avenues off the Arc de Triomphe. At least two buildings were set on fire. They're scrubbing graffiti off of the Arc de Triomphe there in Champs-Élysées. They say this is, we're in a state of insurrection. I've never seen anything like it, says mayor of one of the eighth jurisdiction. They break Paris into a lot of different smaller areas where they elect mayors. Stunned Parisians are cleaning up the posh central district. They said they had to scrub the graffiti off that said, down with Macron. Macron resign. Yellow vests will triumph and so forth. That's what they were spray painting on the Arch of Triumph there. Shattered windows and luxury boutiques. And it's the worst riots they've seen since 1968. 133 people injured. And Macron is now saying, well, we need to have some talks. Maybe we should talk. Maybe he should have said that week one. But this is a backlash again against fuel tax hikes. And he's considering imposing a state of emergency. Maybe he didn't get his European army quickly enough because he's going to need that to control what's happening there. Remember, this is the same guy who equated patriotism with treason, that kind of Orwellian doublespeak when President Trump was there at the commemoration of the end of World War One. He talked about the urgency of building a European empire, a European army. He wanted to project power and so forth. How is France doing? Why are these people so upset? Here's some metrics. Unemployment in France is at an alarmingly high level, 9.1%, and it's been that high for years. The number of people in poverty is also high, 14% of the population in poverty. Economic growth is effectively non-existent, 0.4% in the third quarter of 2018. Median income is unsustainably low. Half of the French people live on less than $1,900 a month. 5 million people are surviving on less than $973 a month. The Minister of the Interior resigned on October the 3rd. He spoke of a degraded situation. He said, the law of the strongest. Oh, the law of the jungle, George H.W. Bush would say. Drug traffickers and radical Islamicists have taken the place of the Republic. One writer calls it the suicide of France. It's called globalism.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling t-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a t-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, they'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go but low cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018, InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before, as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana. Truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is our bestseller, BrainForce Plus, now 55% off. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at the environment. I like to call it false alarmism because these people are alarmists. But I think maybe we should do this in the form of a weather broadcast. I have a climate advisory. We have storm clouds coming that could wash away your freedoms. And they're coming from the UN, and they're coming from Angela Merkel and the German government and the EU and so forth. And now these same types of things are starting to happen here. I have a story up at InfoWars.com. We've got a picture of a boat of refugees landing 100 miles from the border in California, kind of like what we've seen happening all across Europe, in Italy and Greece and Spain and so forth. People coming by boat, hitting the boat on the shore and jumping. It's just like the Normandy invasion, except we're not fighting back. And they're coming just a few of them at a time, as I've said before. The Germans could have easily taken the UK if they just come over a few at a time and started voting for Hitler, right? This is why we fight for nationalism. We fight for our homes. We fight for our form of government. We fight for our Bill of Rights. That is nationalism and patriotism, and that is not treason. What Macron is selling is treason. And it really is an Orwellian dystopia pushed by double speak as well. Before we get into that, just real quickly, I want to tell you about our Cyber Week specials that we have now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to remind you that we've got free shipping and double Patriot points and up to 75% off store-wide. We've organized the various specials there for gifts. We've got sections on gifts, and we've got them categorized by price. We've got gifts under $25, gifts under $50, gifts under $100, and so forth. We've got gifts for both biological sexes. We've got everything covered because there's only two biological sexes, folks. Gifts for him, gifts for her. We've got stocking stuffers. 50% off all storable food, 50% off all InfoWars life supplements. But some items, again, are up to 75% off. Free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. That's our reward system for people who want to get discounts on future purchases. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. This is something we really do appreciate your support at this time. Okay, so let's talk about what's going on. Again, as we see Paris burning, that is another very vital part of the globalist agenda. It's a very core part, quite frankly. I'm surprised to see that it has taken this long for anybody to wake up. And the only people awake to this, really, are the French. It really got them where I think they are really value their freedom of mobility more than Americans do. That may surprise people, since we have a culture here that is built so much around automobiles. Around the middle of the 20th century, we had a drive-in everything. You go to drive-ins, you go to drive-in hamburger shops, you could go to even drive-in churches, you could drive in and get your dairy stuff. There's even still a drive-in here in Texas, not too far from where I live. You can actually drive in and buy liquor. Just don't consume it until you get home, unless you get a Tesla, in which case, you know, you can just get loaded, fall asleep behind the wheel. That's an interesting story that came out. That raises a lot of questions, too, because this person was stone-cold drunk. The police chased this Tesla that just continued driving for 7 minutes. And supposedly, they've done an update on their autopilot, quote-unquote autopilot stuff, that was supposed to make sure that you had your hands on the wheel and you're paying attention. This guy was, like, dead asleep. So what happened to that update? We'll talk about that coming up. But let's stay with this core agenda, folks, that you have to have a problem in order to increase government, don't you? You have to manufacture that problem if it doesn't exist. You know, just like they had the babies in incubators to manufacture the first Iraq war. We found out later that was a complete lie. And then his son, George W., did it again, lied to us again. Weapons of mass destruction. Now, that was a complete lie as well. But they got their wars. And, you know, you create a situation with 9/11, and then you've got a problem and a solution already there. Well, typically what they need to have, though, for a global government is a global crisis. And, of course, climate is it. That is precisely what they want. So we have, it's not surprising to find that they tie all of these different things together. Energy usage and climate and migration, all of these are tied together. We look at Angela Merkel and we look at migration. Of course, it's now come out. Breitbart has reported it, but it was initially put out by a MP from the Alternative for Germany, or AfD, Alternative for Deutschland. Revealed that the German Federal Foreign Office took credit for the UN Migrant Pact. So they've been working on the agreement since 2016. The German Foreign Office there stated that the German government has been behind the Global Compact on Refugees and the Global Compact on Migration, saying that though they're not legally binding, they're both designed to be politically binding. That's their terms, politically binding. And as Breitbart pointed out, when they said it's becoming glaringly obvious that the German government was trying to deceive the public and still is trying to deceive them. They're trying retroactively to legalize Merkel's illegal opening of the borders since 2015. And if the AfD hadn't reported it, we wouldn't know that. And of course, as Angela Merkel has burned down her political future, like people are burning down parts of Paris right now, they're talking about how they can reward her by moving her up in the EU bureaucracy to replace Juncker as part of the new pro-Europe coalition. But even worse than the refugee pact, even worse than the migration pact is the refugee pact. In parallel with the highly criticized migration pact, Voice of Europe says the UN has also prepared a refugee pact. And of course, these are both coming from Merkel's Germany. Now the person who's going to be taking the lead on all this, of course, is Macron. That's what he's doing now with these new high fuel taxes to essentially take away the automobiles from the French. And let me just digress for a moment and say, you know, when I talked to Eric Peters, he was the first person who pointed out that I saw here in America the fact that in France, they have this one class of automobile that you begin driving when you're just 14 years old. 14 years old. Now, it only goes, I think, about 30 miles an hour. That's the top speed you can go with these things. And they don't have a lot of safety equipment. So if you want to take your chances with that, and if you want to learn how to drive and drive at a slow speed, you can get one of these vehicles. They're very cheap. You don't have to get any insurance. You don't need a license as long as you're 14 years old or older. And a lot of poor French people still use these particular vehicles. They don't ever graduate from them because they form basic transportation. And they're safer than driving around in a bicycle or a motorcycle. You got a metal cage around you, at least, even if you don't have all of the mandated nanny devices that we have, like airbags and stuff like that, which, by the way, you don't need. Seatbelts, yes. Airbags, you don't need. Studies have proven that. Nevertheless, the French understand this, and the French have made accommodations that here in America we don't even make. And so as they're taking this away and the French are getting upset with it, they need to begin to understand, and they're starting to understand, that this is another agenda just like this migration. But they say the migration pact, even if it's not legally binding, refers to obligations, soft laws. The document itself uses terms like compulsory measure or legal instrument and hard sell. In other words, they understand that people don't want this thing. It's going to be a hard sell, they said. We're going to have compulsory measures. We're going to have legal measures. We're going to have to increase taxes, for example. And it calls for things like this. It said the refugee concept is extended to people affected by climate change and environmental destruction. See, there's where they bring it all together. The justification for world government, world taxes, is this world problem that they've manufactured out of their own imagination. Every 4 years, they said, starting in 2019, a global refugee forum will check and produce an index for how each country has lived up to the agreement's obligations. A global academic network of universities and academic associations and research institutes will be established to create opportunities for refugees to get education and scholarships. And then, of course, they're going to promote a positive attitude towards refugees. How are they going to do that? Oh, that's right. They're going to shut down the speech of anybody that objects to this agenda. Your speech is going to be silenced because your voice, quite frankly, right now, you do have a voice. The public has a voice in a way that we haven't had before. And so they have to take that away. That's what's really behind all the censorship on social media. It's not just censoring news outlets that will tell you something other than the mainstream government narrative. It's also making sure that you're not allowed to discuss this, to debate it, to share that information with other people. And they're going to be promoting it. Yeah, promoting it. It's called propaganda. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got a news break coming up at the top of the hour. And in the next hour, we'll be talking to Matt Bracken about this very issue, about migration. How do we handle this? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018. InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana that truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is our bestseller, Brain Force Plus, now 55% off. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, Huffington Post may be huffing and puffing and posting hate messages about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but Bette Midler can get very rude. Actually, she can call for the Trump family to be hung high. Hang them high. Well, she's just joking, of course. You know, just like Sarah Jeong, the New York Times racist, was out there saying things about white people. Hey, it was just a joke. And then when the same information was posted and just substitute for a white person, I think it was, she substituted Jewish people, I think, maybe. A black lady, Candace Owens did that, and they took her off of Twitter. But it was okay when it was said about white people. Exactly the same stuff. And so we see Bette Midler, and, you know, Twitter ignores anti-Semitic rhetoric. Can't say anything about female genital mutilation or Sharia law. Then you get banned like Laura Loomer. Also, you can put any kind of hateful stuff out there about the Trumps that you want to say. She tweeted out, Bob Mueller's marching. Trump, Trump, Trump. And here is why. Trump, Trump, Trump. He's going to hang you. Hang the family. Good and high. Well, you know, Twitter has rules against violent threats or glorification of violence, but not if you're criticizing the Trump family or Republicans in general. And, of course, if you are hatefully shaming somebody, as I guess that was supposed to be their reason for taking down this show's Twitter account. You had BuzzFeed, I think it was, out there saying, look at this. You know, David Knight put out something about Hillary Clinton having alien reptilian DNA. Well, that was a Babylon Bee satire. That Hillary Clinton was only 50% reptilian DNA, you know, after Elizabeth Warren had her DNA test. Hillary did it. And she said, see there, right-wingers, I'm not 100% reptilian DNA. I'm only 50% alien reptilian space alien DNA. I put that up there, and they used that. BuzzFeed said, look at this. He's putting up painful stuff about the Clintons, and boom, we're gone. But, you know, Bette Midler can do this. It's not a problem. Not a problem. It's a monopoly, folks. They may own the public square. But as people bow down and worship every Supreme Court hearing as if it was something that was carved in stone by the finger of God, let's understand that there is a Supreme Court hearing, ruling, that says that you can't censor people in the public square even if your corporation owns the public square. 1946, Marsh versus Alabama, but of course they pretend otherwise now. Jack Dorsey said our business model is the public square. We're not an app. We're the public square. That is their business model. And we have to understand that we create government to protect our God-given human rights. Or if you don't believe in God, your natural rights that you possess as a human being. We create government to protect those rights. And it's not just a problem when the government takes away our free speech. It's also a problem when corporations take away our free speech, liberals. You're so blindly partisan, you can't see that. That's what's really a shame. And I guess we've got a little bit of time here. We'll talk about this a little bit more on the other side of it. I think it's pretty amazing that Payless Shoes opened up a store in Santa Monica. They had an Armani location that closed. And so they went in and bought this Armani location. And they created an upscale retail store. They called it Palessi. Payless. And they invited people in. We'll talk about that and how that tells us something about the future of electric cars. We'll be right back. See you.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this first Monday of December. You know, we had a gift from Payless for all of you who are out there doing Christmas shopping. Something to think about. They went through the expense and trouble of doing a complete store upfit, a luxury store upfit. They had an Armani store in Santa Monica, California that closed down. And so Payless bought it and did a high fashion upfit and invited a lot of fashion influencers to come in and take a look at their new fancy footwear. And basically all it was Payless shoes that the rest of us pay between $20 and $40 for it. $19.99 or $39.99, as they would say. But they called it Palessi, a new designer style. They invited discriminating high-end shoppers to a fake launch party. Some of them said they're willing, they paid as much. They were not just willing, they actually paid it. $645 for shoes that they could get for $19.99 at Payless. Because it was in the Palessi story. And they said customers bought $3,000 in merchandise over just a few hours before Payless admitted to the prank, gave the people their money back, and then let them keep the shoes. But they put up the video on Facebook to give us all a little bit of a consumer education here about this. And, you know, when I saw this story, it made me think about Eric Peters. He talks about how as everybody is going to electric cars, how are they going to differentiate their cars one from another? And he said, how is Porsche, for example? You know, Porsche is always a good example of a car that has invested a great deal of money in creating very sophisticated engines and transmissions and so forth to maximize performance, and people will pay for that. And yet, when Porsche goes out and makes it, turns into an electric sports car, what have they got? They've got batteries, which they're not going to be building. They're going to be buying them from the battery store, from Tesla or wherever, Giga Battery or whatever. But, they're going to be buying whatever the state of the art battery is, and they're just going to be hooking up to electric motor. There isn't going to be any special, performance, no special sound that they've worked so hard to develop over all these years. So how are they going to differentiate themselves? And he thinks that they're going to go away. I, on the other hand, said, well, how do you get women? You know, we see this happening with all the first ladies, the princesses and the queens in the UK, spending thousands of dollars on shoes and tens of thousands of dollars on dresses. And quite frankly, they don't look that different to me. But they are designer fashions and so forth. And that's the same phenomenon that's going on here. Yes, Porsche will continue to sell their cars because they'll have that label. And people will spend many, many times more than they would for an ordinary car that is simply a battery and motors. They'll pay many multiples of that for a Porsche variant of that that's just battery and motor because of the label. Don't you do that. And speaking of electric cars and auto driving cars, the Tesla on autopilot basically did an O.J. Simpson run from the police, drove 7 miles on a major highway with a drunk driver fast asleep. California Highway Patrol pulled over a Model S driver who appeared to be asleep at the wheel. When they got him over, they found out that he was stone drunk. The vehicle was reportedly led police on a 7 mile excursion before they were able to get the driver's attention. The officers couldn't figure out what to do. Basically, what they figured out they need to do was to get in front of the vehicle and slow down. And that's how they could eventually get this thing to stop. But it raises questions. Because after all the criticism about failures of autopilot, Tesla pushed out an update. Because, you know, kind of like software companies are doing more and more often. One thing I really hate, I hate this with my phone. I hate it with my computer when they push an update on me. Sometimes they just nag me, like Apple does several times a day. I've got an old iPhone. I'm not going to upgrade it, Tim. Sorry, Tim Cook. You can nag me as much as you want. All it does is make sure that when this thing busts, I'm not going to buy another Apple. Because I hate being nagged about a software update. I'm not going to put a software update on my phone that was built several years ago because I've gone down that road before. I know you guys don't test this stuff sufficiently, and it typically slows down and or breaks the phone when you do an update. So I'm not doing an update, but they nag me all the time about this. Well, even worse than that, they'll push the update on you, and that's what Tesla is doing. Now, they had an autopilot update. Ars Technica said this new update was supposed to make sure that you had your hands on the steering wheel or it would shut off autopilot. It's supposed to warn drivers in as little as 30 seconds that the autopilot will disengage if their hands are not placed on the wheel. If the driver was asleep, as suggested, the vehicle should have started slowing down. So that raises some very interesting questions, doesn't it? In January of this year, police had found a man asleep behind the wheel of a Tesla in San Francisco under the Oakland Bay Bridge. After he was woken up, he insisted that he was fine, because the vehicle was on autopilot, despite the fact that he was drunk by more than twice the legal limit. So the question is, you know, what is happening with this software update? It turns out also, by the way, that the drunk driver that was passed out behind the wheel for over 7 miles turned out to be a 45-year-old who serves on the Los Altos Planning Commission. Oh, yeah, there you go, a government bureaucrat. And I bet they're not planning on building any more roads or parking spaces for anybody either. They're just going to pack more and more people in the cities. That's what we typically see from these urban planners. Now, as they're pushing self-driving cars and limited range electric vehicles that are going to be too expensive and impractical and will not last as long as our internal combustion engines, as they push that on us to try to lock us into the cities, gas prices are sliding. So this is part of the problem for Macron. As we've pointed out, gas prices in terms adjusted for inflation are at very low levels. And that's a problem for them as they want to ban internal combustion engines. I like internal combustion engines. They're one of those things like firearms that explode. It's the sound of freedom as far as I'm concerned. You know, we celebrate all of our holidays about freedom, we celebrate that by setting off fireworks because it's all about explosions. That's how we take our freedoms back sometimes when it gets to that point. But they're talking about gasoline. They said the national average gas price has fallen for 7 straight weeks now to $2.53 a gallon, the lowest level since March. So what do you do when that happens? Well, you ramp up the taxes. That's what Macron is trying to do because you got to get people out of those cars. Well, the interesting thing is that Qatar is now deciding that they're going to get out of OPEC. They announced that today, just days before OPEC is supposed to meet in Vienna. It's starting to unravel. There's anger about perceived U.S. influence over Saudi Arabia. But yet, it really is shale production that is helping to increase the availability of oil and to drop the price of oil. Nevertheless, you have Qatar out there, and of course their news network, Al Jazeera, broke the news overnight. They said that Qatar is angry with the Saudis, and of course they have a reason to be. They've had a blockade of Qatar's exports since the summer of 2017. They said the real reason for the Qatar crisis was natural gas. They said the withdrawal decision reflects Qatar's desire to focus its efforts on plans to develop and increase its natural gas. And of course, we see natural gas, we see gas pipelines at the center of these wars in both Syria and the Ukraine. Yeah, it's really a fight at one level, very much a fight over these gas pipelines as Turkey and Russia were about to begin again on this gas pipeline that had stopped with the revolution in Ukraine in 2014. We see these incidents that are happening. But this is very significant that Qatar has gotten out. It's the first time since 1960 that any of the Gulf, Persian Gulf countries has exited OPEC. We'll be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen,
an alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Back. I want to talk a little bit about, it's not just a war on Christmas, folks. It is a war against our nation. It is a war against our families. It's a war against our culture, against our religion. It's all those things. That's why I say, when we talk about a war on Christmas, I don't really care about Santa Claus and Rudolph. It's almost as if these people think when we go to church that we sing hymns to Rudolph or something. It's really pretty silly and trivial. And if we get into the position of trying to defend that specifically, then we get into the absurd situation that Megyn Kelly got into, which said, now children, Santa Claus is white. We all know that. Whatever. It's just stupid. You have to understand that they want to deconstruct everything about our society and our civilization, all the way down to the cartoons, as I've said before. That's really what it's about. They did it with Charlie Brown on Thanksgiving. They're doing it with Rudolph now. But that's what all the destruction of statues is about. It's taking down these final aspects because they've already destroyed our knowledge and understanding of history. And that has to do with all of the government schools, from kindergarten through graduate school. Dumbing the kids down and teaching them a propagandized version of history, of culture, everything about this country, they are taught to hate. And we're going to take this to the next level here in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about remind you of the specials that we have as part of our Cyber Week specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got up to 75% off in terms of discounts. We have free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points. You're going to find all of the InfoWars Live products 50% off. You're going to find all the storable food, 50% off, but we also have many gift items, and we've got them sorted by price level. We've got them sorted by gender, and you can find that those types of sorting there and see discounts up to 75% off. We really do appreciate your support. It's a very vital time of the year for everybody in terms of being able, if you're selling stuff, whether it's retail or whether it's online, it's a very important time of the year, and it's especially important for us right now with all of the efforts by the establishment to try to remove us out of social media, to try to reduce our footprint. So we really do appreciate your standing by us at this time. Again, you can find all those at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a situation that's developed in Egypt. We have an actress there, Rania Yusuf. They're going to jail her for 5 years for an indecent dress that she wore at a film premiere. Now, folks, if you look at this picture, she did not go full Kardashian. She did not even go partial Kardashian. And when I look at this, in a sense, it kind of, this is where Sharia values are going to meet Hollywood Babylon here. It's going to be an interesting juncture at some point in the future as the Sharia values keep getting imposed in one place or the other. All these people in Hollywood who are cheering Islamic law, Sharia law, Islamic culture and so forth, they're going to find this very difficult to live with. The actresses who like to undress as part of these award ceremonies, the homosexuals who are writing the scripts and the songs and so forth, they're going to find that they're going to be put in jail at the very least, or they're going to be stoned or thrown off of a building. And what she was wearing here, for those of you who can't see the picture, she had full leg nudity here. She was basically wearing a one-piece bathing suit, and over it, she had a see-through embroidered gauze dress that revealed the entirety of her legs behind some cross-hatching there. But basically, she's wearing a one-piece bathing suit with bare legs. And for that, the Egyptian government wants to send her to jail for 5 years. We've got the Prime Minister of Pakistan. Now remember, Pakistan is where they had a Christian woman, poor woman. She wasn't a Hollywood actress, or wasn't a film actress there. They had a poor woman on death row for 8 years, Asia Bibi. Finally, the Supreme Court there in Pakistan said, we're not going to allow you to execute her for blasphemy. What was the blasphemy? When she got a drink of water as she's working in the field, the Muslim women there said, put that water down, you filthy Christian. Unless you're willing to convert, you can't have any water from there. She says, well, I'm not going to convert. I'm a Christian. And she drank the water. And so they considered that to be blasphemy. They gave her the death penalty, and it was upheld by several courts until it was eventually struck down by the Supreme Court. They had riots in virtually every major city of Pakistan, kind of like the fuel riots that are going on in France right now, because they wanted to kill this Christian woman, Asia Bibi. And she was turned down in the UK for refugee status. Isn't that amazing? All these people who are calling for her execution, who want to kill her on sight. President Trump still has not extended refugee status to her. That is a missed opportunity, something he should be ashamed of. Maybe he's not aware of it. And now we have the Prime Minister of Pakistan coming out and lecturing us, telling us that there's no mention of Jesus in history. That's Pakistan's Prime Minister. Same people are trying to kill this woman for blasphemy. Well, maybe he ought to go back and read Josephus. Josephus was a Jewish historian, one of the primary references for ancient history that we have. And as a matter of fact, this is just a bald-faced lie. There's actually more documentary evidence for Jesus than there is any other figure of ancient Greek or Roman or Islamic civilization. Far more documents than that. And they were written far closer to the actual events than any of these other documents. We have ancient historians like Herodotus, who wrote centuries after the events that he was cataloging. But these things were written for that time and that way, virtually as it happened, within just years of it happening. But he comes out and he says, there is no mention of Jesus in history, but the entire life of Muhammad, who is Allah's last prophet, is part of history. He made his comments as he confirmed his government is, quote, spearheading efforts to get countries to sign onto the International Convention on Preventing the Defamation of Religions, reports WND. How's that for hypocrisy? Oh, we're going to sign onto this UN convention that will stop defaming religions, but let's defame Christianity because that's the only one that they are allowed to defame. The document states freedom of speech is an insufficient pretext for hurting the world's Muslims. Oh, that's why he puts it in there. See, if you say something that the Muslims don't like, your free speech doesn't matter. And if your free speech is dependent on the feelings of people, then you don't have any free speech at all. You don't support free speech if you don't support speech that you disagree with or that you find hateful. You don't support free speech at all then. Khan went on to claim that Islam is the foundation of Western civilization. Maybe you didn't know that. I didn't know that. I don't believe that, quite frankly. And then bragged about the fact that the Pakistan government had spoken to Holland's foreign minister. He said somebody there blasphemed Muhammad by drawing a caricature of him. My government spoke to Holland's foreign minister and their ambassador, and I'm happy for the first time at our asking that they withdrew those caricatures. What he means is that they censored that speech. Cartoons, you know, like Charlie Brown or Rudolph. or any cartoons of Muhammad. You're not going to be allowed to do any of that. There was a point in time when people were kind of upset about the fact that Muslims went in and shot up a satire site, because it was a left-wing satire site. That day is still going to be coming if they don't stop this censorship. We'll be right back.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support. Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018, InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before, as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana. The truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is our bestseller, Brain Force Plus, now 55% off. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse Preglinone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Matt Bracken, no stranger to those of you who listen to InfoWars or to this program or any of our programs. Matt is a frequent guest, always love to have him on. Of course, he is a a former Navy SEAL. You can find his website, which has, he's also an author. Enemies Foreign and Domestic is a series of books that he has written. You can find that enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. You can also find Matt, for the time being anyway. Some of us are still on Twitter. You can find me there, Libertarian, and you can find Matt Bracken at, Matt Bracken 48. And so I wanted to talk to Matt about a couple of issues. I've had him on, before to talk about the border, how to enforce that, but let's start, with, what's going on with Islam and with Twitter, the connection there, Matt. You wanted to talk about that a little bit. I know that I was just talking about how we have the persecution of Asia Bibi. We have the prime minister in Pakistan, the prime minister of Pakistan, saying there's no evidence of Jesus and, you know, bragging about the fact that he's able to censor cartoons in Holland, for example. Well, they're able to censor a lot of things on Twitter, aren't they?
Yeah, they've censored me right off of Twitter. I was permabanned a couple weeks ago for posting a burqa meme that didn't even name Islam. It just showed a progression from like hijab to full black burqa. And I
didn't know they permanently banned you off of Twitter.
I'm thrown off completely. And I have to walk on eggshells on Facebook because I've been given 6 30-day bans in the past year. So I can only post links from other people. I don't post any of my own memes anymore or anything like that because they've just basically, you know, anymore, I think I'll be just perma banned from Facebook. But what's really scary is that Twitter is banning people for protesting against the niqab because Muslims in Muslim countries like Pakistan protest to Twitter, and Jack Dorsey and Twitter then ban people. There's a woman named Ensaf Haider, H-A-I-D-A-R. There's a story up in the Clarion Project about it. She was banned for tweeting, retweet if you're against niqab, which is the same as the burqa. Mm-hmm. And Pakistanis protested that she was Islamophobic, and Twitter banned her. So Twitter is now enforcing Sharia blasphemy laws. That's kind of how I got banned. I posted my burqa progression meme, and an American hijabi, so she's like a glam hijabi, an American convert, I presume, looks like, I could tell because what in my message from Twitter banning me, they had a link to like her, the tweet, and the only names on the tweet were two Muslim women, I guess they didn't like my meme. So I got kicked off of Twitter for protesting against the burqa.
Yeah, it's kind of what the Democrats are doing as well. You know, you had the DCCC, present a list to Twitter. And they banned these people, and they bragged about the fact they banned 10,000 accounts. And of course, the DCC says, well, it's not just, we're not just making this up. We've got a research organization that is giving us, the list of people to ban. They've got a bot that theoretically identifies other bots that are Russian bots or fake news or hateful or whatever. And they pass that along. But of course, the people who are pushing this, out of Indiana, University of Indiana, are people who are, the one guy has got a, he sits on the board of the Kinsey Institute, and they're openly liberal. I mean, they call their site Truthy, you know, patterning it after Stephen Colbert, and talk about whether or not these different bots out there are hoaxy or truthy or whatever. And so you have these organizations, kind of like what the Southern Poverty Law Center has done in the past by identifying anybody that disagree with them or anybody that is against the Democrats' politics. They identify them as hateful. Now they're identifying people as Islamophobic or as hateful and bullying, which is what they did to you. I wasn't aware that they'd taken you off of Twitter.
Yeah, completely off of Twitter. I had 14,000 followers there. Of course, I was so shadow banned and throttled that people told me they had to type in my name to go to my timeline.
That's right.
Because my tweets never showed up in their timelines as the people that were following me, which is the same thing that they do on Facebook. You know, I've got, 15,000 or so followers on Facebook. I'll post like the killer meme of all time, and I'm lucky to get 10 shares. You know, and people tell me they don't see me. They just don't see me. But, this is, I'm currently on something called freezoxy.com that, is set up by conservatives and libertarians to kind of push back against Twitter. There are some other social media sites out there.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. Tell us a little bit about Freezoxy. How does that compare to Twitter, Facebook? How is it the same? How is it different?
Well, instead of somebody coming, an entrepreneur coming up with an idea and then, you know, getting funding and paying for coders, a coder himself created it from the ground up when his, out of his own, you know, mind and his own time. That's the Zoxy. That's his nickname, but it works well for search engine optimization. And so this guy created it. He reached out to me, and I've been sold. It functions more similarly to Facebook, but it also has a YouTube site called Zox.ee. So, you know, you can upload and share videos to other platforms. There's a share function, so if you post on FreeZoxy, you can click share, and then your post will appear on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you know, the other usual sites. But, you know, the idea is to pull conservatives that are disgusted with being suppressed on Facebook and Twitter, you know, into new social media sites. You know, and it's basically freedom oriented. We don't allow, people who are propagandizing for communism, Islamism, or national socialism. In the past, other sites have been just polluted by guys that, you know, come in with just really horrible, disgusting, content. And we don't need to give Nazis or communists or Islamists another chance to promote themselves. They have enough websites. The FreeZoxy website is just basically about promoting freedom. And, I don't think that giving Nazis another chance at it, you know, guys that think that Hitler is the next solution, we don't need to promote those guys.
It's the final solution, right?
Yeah, we don't need those guys. So, you know, it's a freedom site, not an, you know, free speech absolutism is kind of like Sweden saying, hey, come on from Somalia. You know, you can free speech absolute yourself to where you are just helping to promote people who in the past have always killed freedom. You know, so we know about Nazis. We know about communists. So we're not letting people come in with the hammer and sickle or the swastika. But otherwise, you know, it's a conservative, libertarian, freedom oriented site. But, you know,
I think it's very important for us to have these different sites that come up. You know, we got a lot of different, you know, we got Gab, we got, Brighteon, we've got, BitChute, a lot of different sites, that I've talked to in the past. And I think we need to have that kind of competition. I think there also needs to be an awareness, however, that, you know, when you got something like Twitter, because the danger of all this, yes, we can go to these other sites and, but they have still, if they kick us off of these main sites where the vast majority of people are, they have succeeded in marginalizing us as well. And I think we should support these other sites. We should come after them in multiple ways. But also, I think it's worth fighting for that public square. Yeah, I disagree with some of these libertarians who say, oh, that's private property and corporations can do no wrong and so forth. We've already had a Supreme Court decision saying that if they own the public square, they still can't censor people in the public square. And I think we need to fight them on that. We need to fight them on antitrust. We need to fight them on torturous interference of our businesses and so forth. There's a number of different legal approaches that we could take against these people to stop them from, because they were aided. And setting, you're talking about the guy that set up FreeZoxy. He did that on his own. But these guys got a lot of money and funding from venture capital firms that were associated with the Pentagon, that were associated with DARPA and so forth. And they're now returning that money to the Atlantic Council and these other organizations.
Yeah, I don't, you know, in the near term, it sounds like a good idea to treat Twitter and Facebook like a utility, but then the government will just take it over completely. And it'll be regulated to death. What the content will be regulated.
Yeah, I agree. All right, we're going to be right back with Matt Bracken. And you can still find him, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. That's where you can get some information on Matt. Now they banned him on Twitter. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. We'll be right back. We'll talk about the border. Stay with us. We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. we have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day.
At InfoWars.com/show.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Our grandparents and great grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Matt Bracken, and I was not aware, talked to Matt just this last segment, that he'd been permanently banned off of Twitter for sharing some memes that said, hey, you know, if you don't like the hijab and the demands put on people about that, they kicked him off for that. And he's also talking about free Zoxy. You know, Matt, talking about this, I think it's okay. I'm fine with people who create a platform and say, like you said, with free Zoxy, look, we're not going to have any Nazis, commies, or jihadis out there. If you're consistent about that kind of stuff and you're upfront about it, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, the problem I have is with the duplicity of Twitter and the fact that they don't enforce the rules equally across the board. And that they also have this subjective standard of hate speech that they enforce against any and everybody that they choose. I mean, this is really a political agenda. We understand what that is. And, you know, I am really kind of fall off on the side of being an absolutist. I'm willing to get into the public square and debate with people. I don't want to see the government regulating any of these sites as a utility. I think that we ought to sue them, you know, for torturous interference and breach of contract. I think we ought to come after them with antitrust regulation. But we understand that they were created as a monopoly by the Atlantic Council, by DARPA, by the Pentagon, all these people to control our speech, to rope everybody in, saying it's all free, you know, it's free to use, and speech is free and so forth, with very limited exceptions. They always had prohibitions against violence and so forth, but now they only apply that and imply that you're calling for violence, even if you put up a parody about somebody, which we did. We posted up the Babylon Bee parody, and they shut down this show's Twitter site. But I think that, you know, we have to embrace free speech. If we are only going to have speech out there that we agree with, then we can't have it. That's not what the government is calling for. And I don't want to see the government setting up the rules. We've already got a set of rules. It's called the First Amendment, which says that you don't interfere with people's speech. That's what I want to see them
do. That's true.
But they're not going to do that because they want this censorship.
This is true. And regulating social media as a utility would mean the government would be making the rules, and that would mean the Democratic Congress eventually their laws.
Yeah,
so we don't want that.
See happen.
Now, as far as free speech absolutism, another platform that had the mantra of free speech absolutism became seriously infested with Nazis who posted really vile, like, gas the Jews memes showing gas chambers and Zyklon B. Their answer to that wasn't removing these people before Pittsburgh, but to have a block function. Well, what this caused was that there became a basement or a cellar full of Nazis where they actually accelerated their you know, basically genocidal vision until Pittsburgh happened. After Pittsburgh, that website threw out hundreds and hundreds of these guys. So their free speech absolutism ended at Pittsburgh, even though, you know, you can still make it. Our argument at FreeZoxy is that guys that want to come in and post gas the Jews memes and Zyklon B's memes or the merchant memes, we don't want them. You know, the history has shown that when Nazis come to power, it's not to enhance personal freedom and liberty. It's to kill their enemies. So just from the beginning, we have a gate that says, yes, we're for freedom. Nazis, Islamists, I'm not saying Muslims, Islamists, those who want to promote Sharia law for the globe, and communists who want to promote communism to force their vision on the entire globe. It's because it's a freedom-oriented site. We don't want to help propagandize people who are going to destroy freedom, and they do every time they get in power. So
I agree. And you've got those rules up front. I don't have a problem with
that.
I mean, you know, you're saying this is good, the rules, and, you know, these are the restrictions that we have on our site. The problem I have is with the duplicity of these people who basically did a rope-a-dope. You know, it's like, oh, everything is free, come on in, then shut the door and turn on the gas on different people after people have invested a lot of money. We got the veteran who invested like $300,000 in Facebook ads, and they pulled the plug on him for no reason, apparently, other than they didn't like his politics. That's the problem I have with what they're doing. If you're upfront about what the platform is about and you're consistent with the way that you apply the rules and you don't change the rules, then that's fine. You make whatever rules that you want to have. I'm for that as well.
Instead of pushing back against Twitter, I'm not chaining myself to Twitter like, you know, happened last week to say, please, Jack Dorsey, let me back into your no freedom site. If they want to side with Islamists and ban people for burqa memes, I don't want to be part of that platform, so I'm banned, but who cares? So I say let's instead of trying to correct that broken ship of Twitter or Facebook, I say give them competition outside of their platforms, you know, where you won't be banned for talking about, you know, the border or, you know, national sovereignty, where, you know, on basically to the social justice warriors, nationalism is being reinterpreted as, you know, Nazism or fascism, just patriotism. It's being reinterpreted. And, I don't think
there's
any...
it's treason, according to Macron. Nationalism is treason, he says. Yeah, that
completely
kind of
completely turning around the definition. And as far as going to the border, I know we have limited time. I think Trump did it exactly right. You know, he got the army out in front. He wasn't reactive. He didn't wait until they were in Tijuana to then start bringing in the concertina wire. It was already positioned. The soldiers were already positioned, helicopters, everything. So what this did was send a strong message to Mexico. You know, unfortunately, they were in a lame duck period between presidents, and the new president's just coming in this week. and which means he's got to assemble his cabinet and so forth. But he's told Mexico, look, it's going to be your problem. They're going to be a refugee camp full of, you know, overflowing porta potties in Tijuana forever. So you're going to have to deal with it. And the big lever is to close the biggest border crossing in the world at San Ysidro and Tijuana. You know, if they storm the traffic lanes, we just close it. And that absolutely kills the Mexican economy. Imagine trucks full of avocados parked for 2 or 3 days. They can't take that. That's the pressure point. You push on that pressure point and Mexico folds every time. So what Trump has done is thrown the problem into Mexico's lap, and Mexico's got to deal with it. So I think he was brilliant the way he did it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, my concern is that the talk, and I don't really know if it's just talk by some people at the Pentagon or whatever, saying that they're going to pull the troops back, you know, that they've only got a couple hundred miles of concertina wire that they're going to put in. I don't know how extensive that's going to be or how prolonged that's going to be. I've seen a lot of people, and I pointed out the hypocrisy of the Democrats as well, saying, look, Obama's, you know, Border Patrol and so forth, the Homeland Security, they gassed people at the border 80 times when they had confrontations and people trying to rush the border. And we say, well, look, he hasn't done anything that Obama hasn't done. But I want to see him do a lot more than that. And now we see this parallel, because this is a globalist agenda. Make no mistake about it. We got the UN driving a refugee pact, the UN with a migration pact, two different articles. Right. Both of them
Marrakesh.
Pushing this, and now
Marrakesh.
We're seeing the same type of thing happening in Laguna Beach, where we had 100 miles from the border, we got a boat landing, and everybody, you know, jumping off the boat and running into the shore. This is the same type of tactics we've seen all over Europe.
Yeah, and it's you know, I would say that globalism in the 21st century is rebranded communism. You know, when the Soviet Union fell. Pretty much the economic model of let's become communists for the better economy, that collapsed. But the same people, the Jacobins, the progressives, the socialists, the communists, they never just quit and become capitalists or free market people. They just rebrand and redirect and they morph into something else. So now they've morphed into globalists, you know, which essentially would be the, you know, one world government, which would be even tougher on sovereignty than the EU is in Europe. It would have to be, because it would be covering the entire globe. So the same people who are pushing communism are now pushing globalism and open borders. And next week in Marrakesh, Morocco, they're doing the Global Pact on Migration. And you'll see which national leaders that are traitors, like Theresa May, Macron, they're going to vote for it. Viktor Orban, I think Trump, they're going to vote against it. But it's basically the you know, 100 third world countries, including all 57 Islamic countries in the second biggest after the UN is the Organization of the Islamic Congress. Anyway, they're going to say, look, we just voted that the first world has to take millions of us from the third world. So that's the new conflict line is this migration.
And that's exactly a week from today that they're going to be doing that. They're going to be meeting there in Marrakesh. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's going to be like the Paris Accord for carbon. You know, it's going to be, look, the world has voted and America needs to take 20 million Africans that we decided. And so it'll be a few countries that have backbone saying no, hell no, it will never happen. Whereas Macron is actually going to sign it.
Refugee pact ties this all together with their other, you know, their main reason for having global government, and that is climate change. And you know, the refugee concept is extended to people affected by climate change. Well, everybody's going to be affected by climate change if it's global, right? And so that's what they're pushing.
Yeah, the last hindrance to globalism are the example of successful high IQ countries, mostly in the Northern Hemisphere. And they need to be crushed and leveled with the rest of the world before the globalism vision can act.
And that's exactly what the founders called socialism. They called it leveling. Matt, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, is that the best place for people to find you? We've got about 5 seconds.
And on freezoxy.com.
Freezoxy.com. Okay, that's the best place to find Matt. Thanks, Matt.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018, InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before, as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana. The truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is our bestseller, Brain Force Plus, now 55% off. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As we look at the border situation, one sign that it is going our way is that Pueblo Sin Fronteras, basically a village without borders, that's what the what it means translated, they're now disavowing any connection to the so-called caravan, the invasion. Now, that's a good thing because that indicates that it's not working. As has been said, success has many fathers, but failure is an orphan. And now this village without borders is wanting to distance itself from the caravan that they created. And they have bragged about creating it. We can see the people embedded with them have shown pictures of their workers wearing their shirts. And the only question was, who's funding them? Who are these organizations? CARA, C-A-R-A. Four organizations, at least three of those four organizations, have proven ties to George Soros' organizations. And so the big question has been, you know, who's funding them? Well, if you point out the obvious, you get banned on Fox News. That's what they did to Judicial Watch Board of Directors member. They banned him. They shut down the discussion of that Lou Dobbs was having with him. Shut down that program and banned for life. That guy treated him basically like Twitter. You can't talk about Soros' connection to the caravan, to Pueblo Sin Fronteras, the village without borders. They said, for the past few days, Village Without Borders has been the object of multiple critiques and declarations that discredit the work we have done for years, especially our accompaniment of this exodus. Yes, exodus! Again, Babylon Bee was spot on when they showed George Soros. They photoshopped his head onto the head of Charlton Heston as Moses. You know, let my people in. Talking about how he dropped manna from heaven on them with his money and manna, with his helicopters and so forth, and how he is leading this group of people across the desert and into our country. And so they call it an exodus. Yeah, it is an exodus. And they said, let us be clear. We did not organize or encourage the migrants to march to the border, said the Pueblo Sin Fronteras representative David Abud. That is a bold-faced lie, and it just tells you that it's not working for them. They said it was a trap. They offered us passage in here. Well, who offered them that? Was it Pueblo Sin Fronteras? They said, the people who brought us to this place, These caravan leaders, they took advantage of us. They used us in a horrific way. What they did to us has no name. Yeah, and again, failure has no parents. People are out there saying, well, you know, I had this t-shirt, you know, I had the Pueblos and Fronteras t-shirt. I came with these guys, but I don't know anything. I know nothing. Just like Corporal Schultz or whatever his rank was. And as we look at this, again, let's remember that it hasn't been even 2 weeks since the left was haranguing and hating the pilgrims. Why? Because they brought disease to the New World. They brought European disease to the New World. Wiped out villages. Yes, it did happen. They didn't know that they were doing that, quite frankly. Now, these people who are coming into the country, they don't know that they're doing it. But one-third of them have already been diagnosed as having highly dangerous and contagious diseases like HIV, tuberculosis, chickenpox, hepatitis. Remember, it was just a year ago in San Diego that they had to wash the streets with bleach. I reported that. Not too many people outside of San Diego were reporting that news story. They had to wash the streets with bleach because of a hepatitis outbreak. They also had a situation where it appeared that Mexico had just dumped its raw sewage into the ocean right there at the border, evidently to punish the Americans. You know, if you want the Ellis Island experience that the liberals appeal to, then that means that you have people held in health quarantine at the very least. You have some kind of vetting as to who's coming into the border. You might want to vet them for contagious diseases. You might want to vet them for cartel connections and so forth. But of course, that only applies if you're talking to the pilgrims in the Mayflower. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling t-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a t-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. Then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said, the people at the border who were as part of that caravan, they were being funded, they were being escorted, and we saw the t-shirts, Pueblos and Fronteras, other groups. We talked about CARA, the organization for organizations that comes from, C-A-R-A. Each of those letters represents an organization. Three of those four organizations are funded by George Soros, at least. Maybe the fourth one is as well. But, of course, everybody's saying, I know nothing. I don't have any connection with this. Maybe it's UC Berkeley, because UC Berkeley student government, the student government, has unanimously approved a resolution to fund the migrant caravan. This is what I saw when I was in college. At that time, the radical groups or the Black Student Union, they were Marxists. They were more red than they were black. They were hardcore Marxists, and it was another group that was kind of like the LGBT groups. They took over the election because everybody else didn't vote. I never voted in any of those elections. I never knew when they had them. They were not publicized. So it's a very small number of people that even voted in those elections, but they got a hold of everybody's student activity fees, tens of thousands of dollars. And then they got caught embezzling that money. Wouldn't have even known what had happened to it, except for the, you know, looking at the activities that they organized. It's like, who is picking this stuff? You know, and then you find out that these guys have been embezzling tens of thousands of dollars. It's kind of like they were in training to be future leaders of the Democrat Party. Because that's basically what the Democrat Party is. But now the same thing is happening at UC Berkeley. Their student government is now going to be funding the migrant caravan. So they can get upset with those people because of what is happening there. As Louis Gohmert points out, the GOP is going to lose every single election if the wall is not funded. President Trump has requested another $5 billion. If that is passed, I don't know if that's going to happen before this Congress goes out. You know, clearly Paul Ryan never wanted any part of this. Paul Ryan is as open border, if not more so, than Nancy Pelosi. So I don't know if he's going to get this or not. $5 billion would give them an additional 215 miles of border wall. It'd be in priority areas. Nevertheless, we're talking about a border that's 1,900 miles long. And you would have, if they get this 215, that would give them 330 miles. They only got 115 miles funded so far. That ain't going to do it, quite frankly. And even if you were to build an impenetrable wall, if you still have the anchor baby issue, that's why I was so hopeful before the election President Trump had revived that. He talked about it before the last election. He talked about it before this election. And then just like the last election, he stopped talking about it as soon as the election was over. If you don't get rid of the structural issues, and that means the welfare state, the welfare state, folks, is going to bankrupt us whether we have foreigners coming in here or not. It'll just do it much, much more quickly if we make the welfare state available to foreign citizens. So the first thing you have to do is you have to say, if you come into this country, you're not going to get a free education. Boy, that would get the dreamers upset, wouldn't it? All those dreamers who think that they are entitled to an education at the expense of American taxpayers? Well, all that does is destroy the American dream of American taxpayers because we have to fund the education of anyone from a foreign country who comes here and demands an education. We have to stop that. We have to not extend our broken, unfundable welfare state to the world, which is what these people are trying to do. That's the strategy. You've had Democrat economists, Cloward and Piven, say that's what we want to do. And their purpose is to destroy the United States of America economically. That is the globalist purpose here as well. If you don't stop the magnet of welfare, if you don't stop letting these people vote, you've got to stop them voting. You've got to stop them getting a free education at our expense. You've got to stop extending the welfare state to these people because, quite frankly, we can't afford the welfare state for Americans. It is unsustainable even for Americans. So it's going to go bankrupt if we don't stop the welfare state and the warfare state. But it's just going to accelerate it if we do it for foreign citizens. And again, 2,500 migrants coming here with communicable diseases, and they say that's about a third. So that means about 7,500 so far. And there's tens of thousands more wanting to come if we don't stop this. Everything from chickenpox to hepatitis, it might be the polio-like disease. Who knows? I mean, that could be from the live polio vaccine because unlike many of the vaccines, polio is weakened but still alive. And so that could be what is behind this polio-like disease that is multiplying across the country, or it could be immigrants who are bringing it in. But we'll blame it on the anti-vaxxers, won't we? That's what they'll do. So you see an increase in chickenpox or measles, it's not going to be open borders. It's going to be the people who didn't get all of their vaccines at a very early age all at once. It's their problem. Their problem. We were talking to Matt Bracken, and he's been banned now from Twitter. You can find him on FreeZoxy. That's a site that he's working to help promote. And it's absolutely amazing to me that we would see this being, that we'd see this happening in America. And again, my problem with it is that they have been duplicitous with the rules. They're not fairly applied. They're vague and not applied. Even if you get a definition of them, they're not applied equally across the spectrum. We point this out every single day. But I also have a problem with the fact that Jack Dorsey has told everybody, hey, we're the free speech wing of the free speech party. Oh, that was a joke, he said. But he still then doubles down and says, no, we are a public square. That is our business model. Well, if that's a business model, they can't censor. The Republicans and the deep state establishment, the military industrial complex, they are the ones who are behind this censorship. The liberals, above all, need to understand that. Because they're shutting people off. Anyone, they don't really care what side of the political spectrum you're on if you are not with them on central issues. Whether it's the promotion of Islam or whether it is the promotion of wars, if you have a problem with that, if you're anti-war, they're going to kick you off whether you're left or right. Because the people who are promoting all this, the Atlantic Council, NATO and so forth, who have funded the creation of these organizations, and you can see this in what happened at the hearings. We have Marco Rubio used as the encounter that he has with Alex Jones, where Alex Jones is saying, you need to do something about this. So I don't even know who you are. I don't go to your website. Well, how'd you know that he had a website? He eventually admitted that he was lying. But if he was really concerned about free speech, if he was really concerned about the rules changing and then not being applied equally, then he would have had Alex and others who had been shadow banned talk about that. And since that didn't happen, we have now had 800 media sites that were deleted 2 months after that. Not all of them conservative, not all of them supporting Trump. And then we had more than 10,000 people that the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee didn't like. And they said, there's another 90,000 out there that we're going to get as well. So they're now able to send a list, just like the Sharia Islamicists are able to send a list and get people like Matt Bracken banned off of Twitter. Christians are facing imminent extinction in the Middle East, warns the Archbishop of Canterbury. This guy is not a conservative by any means, not even, I would say, an Orthodox Christian. But he's urged the government to make sure more refugees are admitted in the UK. Again, they've got a woman, Asia Bibi, that I talked about just because she asked for water. They said, well, not unless you become a Muslim convert. I'm not going to do that. So they got her for a death penalty for blasphemy in Pakistan. The UK government, Theresa May, won't allow her in as a refugee. While they're using the beard of, oh, we have to support refugees to let everybody in. And again, these people are not refugees for the most part. When you have a real refugee, a Christian, she's not allowed in. To give you an example of this, as I pointed out earlier, you got the Prime Minister of Pakistan saying, well, you know, Jesus is not real. Muhammad is real. And then here in the U.S., you've got an ex-Muslim who's now become a Christian pastor. He goes to the Mall of America in Minnesota. And there you have the mall cops acting just like the Twitter cops. They arrest this guy. They chain him to a desk for hours, refuse to give him any water. He says, this is absolutely amazing. I can't believe this is happening in America. Neither can I. We'll be right back.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. The next segment, we're going to be talking to Charles Ortel. Now, Charles is the expert on the Clinton Foundation. He's done the deep dig, the deep research on documents, on financial statements, and so forth. And I wanted to get Charles on to talk about what is happening towards the end of last week. We had the FBI, as reported by the Daily Caller. The FBI raided the home of a whistleblower who was in possession of documents regarding the Clinton Foundation and Uranium One. That's according to his lawyer. The whistleblower's name is Dennis Nathan Kane. He had turned the documents already. He had turned them over to the Department of Justice's Inspector General. Both the House and the Senate Intelligence Committees had also seen all the documents, so everybody had it. The DOJ's Inspector General had it. The House Intelligence Committee had it. The Senate Intelligence Committee had all these documents. So why would they go to his house and harass him for 6 hours rummaging through his house and to say, oh, we got to get those documents? Well, why don't you ask the Senate, the House, or the Department of Justice, because they've all got these documents? What is it that they're doing? What is it that they want to hide about Uranium One and Rosatom and the Clinton Foundation? Is this just vengeance, or what is this? I'm anxious to see what Charles Ortel tells us when he joins us in the next segment. And while we're talking about banks, there's a lot of discussion about Deutsche Bank. And many people believe that the crimes of Deutsche Bank could trigger the next global crisis. That's the headline at Zero Hedge. They quote Professor of Economics and Law, William Black. He says, Deutsche Bank poses as what is called a national champion bank. And it is the largest bank by far in Germany. But it is actually the largest criminal enterprise in Germany. Oh, what a surprise. We would have a very well-known blue chip bank be a criminal enterprise. Think about HSBC. The Hong Kong Shanghai Bank began with the Opium Wars back in China. It began as a drug laundering, a drug cartel bank. And they've been that in recent history. They've been convicted twice of money laundering for drug cartels and for terrorist groups. While Comey, James Comey, later the FBI director, while he was on the board of directors of HSBC, this is going on. Not once, but twice, they got hammered for laundering money for drug cartels. They even gave the Sinaloa cartel their own checkout window, as reported by Matt Tiabi at Rolling Stones. They go there, Sinaloa cartel, so there's no waiting. You know, it takes a lot of time to count out that much cash, right? You can really slow the line down. So let's expedite this for these people. We'll give them their own special check-in and check-out window for laundering money. That's what they did. HSBC did that for the Sinaloa cartel. And it's funny how that all worked out. You know, Mueller and Comey and all these guys connected with the Clinton Foundation, connected with HSBC, and then HSBC gets convicted, but they just get a slap on the wrist, a very, very small fine in terms of the amount of business that they were doing with these organizations. He goes on to talk about Deutsche Bank, how they go from fraud to fraud. He said they cheat on everything else you can possibly imagine. Typically, they're getting caught, which is also not a good sign in terms of their competence, even as thieves. Even in the United States, there has been a reluctance to crack down on Deutsche Bank. When the New York commissioner tried to crack down the Office of Comptroller of the Currency, the premier banking regulator actually sought to impede that. So they got friends in high places, just like Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, which is basically a big holding company, a big bank. Anyway, he said they disparaged the New York folks, the Office of the Comptroller there in New York, said that there really wasn't that big of a problem. And all of that proved to be lies. And so now that criminality has increased to the point that that may be the pin that bursts this bubble globally. We're going to be talking to Charles Ortel in the next segment. I've got a little bit more I want to talk about in terms of Christian persecution, but I just want to mention real quickly, we do have our Cyber Week specials going on at InfoWarsStore.com where you can get up to 75% off of gifts. We've got aids there to help you find gifts at different price levels for different genders, for him and for her. And you can get up to 75% off, free shipping store-wide, and double Patriot points. And all of our supplements, the health supplements, InfoWars life supplements, those are all 50% off. Storable food is 50% off. Take a look at the specials we have as part of our Cyber Week specials. Up to 75% off, free shipping store-wide, and double Patriot points. We really do appreciate your support. As I was saying before, when we talk about Twitter punishing people because you say something about female genital mutilation or something about the hijab or the fact that we are now waiving our tradition of not having any headwear worn in Congress, we're waiving that now for the newly elected female Muslim who is now going to be in Congress. We're waiving all of that, setting that aside. But we're not making any accommodations for Christians, and we're not doing that especially in the areas that are privately owned, like Twitter or the malls. And again, this is the Mall of America, massive mall up in Minnesota. And in Minnesota, they love their Somalis. Let's understand. They brought a lot of Somalis in. That's been the area where these Muslim politicians have been elected traditionally. People like Keith Ellison, the first guy who refused to take the oath of office on the Bible. He insisted that it be the Quran. And now he seems to be having some problems of his own, but that's okay. He's a Democrat. We don't really care. This individual said, "I am a Christian refugee. I came here as a political and a religious refugee. They oppressed me for my faith in Iran. I was stabbed in Iran." Then last week he was arrested for a private conversation in the mall where the mall cops did what the Twitter cops do. You know, they banned him. They also got physical with him. Because, folks, understand, when I talk about what's going on and how we must not allow this pattern to stand, we have to take back our freedom of speech. We have to take back our freedoms in the public square. We cannot give up on this because it's simply a corporation. Must not do that. Must not do that. I understand when, you know, Matt is talking about Freezoxy and he says, look, we're going to come in from the very beginning. We're going to have some clear, consistent rules. We're going to say that people who don't support free speech in principle aren't going to be allowed to use this site to undermine free speech. So they're excluding Nazis, they're excluding commies, they're excluding jihadis. Because those people don't believe in free speech. So why allow them to use the free speech platform? If they don't believe in it, they don't get it. I agree with that. And if you're upfront, there's no problem with that. But the people who tell us that we have a free speech, that they're the free speech wing of the free speech party and so forth, that tell us that they're the public square, if we allow them to get away with this, just like Google, who wants to run our urban spaces, they've already got their Agenda 21, UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. They've got their smart cities that they're working on. They call it Sidewalk Labs. They want to control our urban spaces just like they're controlling our cyberspace, just like they're controlling our malls. You say something they don't like, they take you out. We'll be right back.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018, InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas, and it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana. The truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is our bestseller, Brain Force Plus, now 55% off. 2018 has been an incredible year. As we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, get on your Perry Mason cap. We're going to do a deep dive on the data with Charles Ortel. He said back on November the 15th that Judgment Day was coming very soon for the Clinton Foundation. I want to talk to Charles. Charles is the guy who's been investigating the Clinton Foundation. He is the expert on this. He's been investigating them since 2015. We've talked to him in the past about their shady dealings, about their false financial filings. Charles, you can find at charlesortel.com. Charles, are you still on Twitter, or have they banned you yet at Charles
They
Ortel?
They shadow banned me briefly, but I'm still on Twitter.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, that's good. Of course, you know, they took me off of Twitter, took this show off of Twitter because we put out a parody about Hillary Clinton from the Babylon Bee. But so if you're out there actually doing a deep dive in the Clinton Foundation, they're not going to like that very much at all. But you were talking about Judgment Day coming. I mean, are you talking to Julian Assange, or are you doing research to actually figure this out?
No, I am not talking to Julian Assange. I've never talked to Julian Assange. I have no interest in talking to Julian Assange. Instead,
right.
As I did with General Electric, what I do is I look at the publicly available information that any human can get over the internet by other means. And I began the work that I've done on the Clinton Foundation in February of 2015. Thank you for mentioning my site. Another thing I've done since June of 2017 is to do a podcast show. We've done 123 two-hour podcasts on the Clinton Foundation with Jason Goodman, whom I know you know. Mm-hmm. In a format where we talk, we bring in guests, but we also provide board type presentations that are free, that provide links to the underlying primary sources and the analysis. So we're engaging our viewers. We pitch this towards governments around the world. It's taken too long to bring this Clinton Foundation to justice. And the reason I suggested November 15th was Judgment Day, because that was an opportunity for them to get their accountants to actually correct a boldly defective record that starts on October 23rd, 1997 and is yet to be corrected. Instead of doing so, they made another fraudulent filing that is going to cripple them because it establishes a pattern and practice of knowingly filing false and materially misleading information while they are out gangbusters in an end-of-the-year solicitation effect. So they are in deep trouble, in my view.
Yeah, and of course, I was being facetious when I said WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, because I know that this is data that you've gone through. You've looked at public filings from the Clinton Foundation, and you've pointed out the defective and false and fraudulent statements inherent in those foundations. But of course, you know, when we look at all this Russiagate stuff and everything, we have Mueller and others against any political enemies. It's like, oh, you must have had inside information. No, you can actually discern the stuff if you do the deep data dive. And tell us again the essential facts about this are the fraudulent statements of what they have done as a charity and how they violated state and local and the laws of many different countries in terms of the charitable foundation statements that they falsely made on these reports.
Sure. The Clinton Foundation, technically the original name of it was the William J. Clinton Presidential Foundation, was established on October 23rd, 1997, in theory to solely serve as a repository for presidential records in Little Rock that would then be made available for scholars across the political spectrum to study. That's it. They never had authority to do any work outside of Little Rock. Yet, and there's a lot of fraudulent problems with the filings, yet in 2000, as an example, and I'll break some news here, they purchased land from, I think, a trust in that covered land in Hot Springs, in which Bill Clinton and his family had a personal interest. They had no authority to do that. They had no authority to do anything outside of Little Rock, and they certainly couldn't enrich a member of the Clinton family, multiple members of the Clinton family, using funds that had been solicited for a charity. In 1999, the preceding year, they operated with only two directors. That's strictly forbidden. You need three. And in the whole period while Bill was president through January 20th, 2001, they never had an audit, which was required, a real tough audit. I don't mean a bunch of IRS inspectors coming in. I mean a professional licensed firm of accountants going in and checking the books and records of this slush fund. And they, of course, didn't do that because they didn't most likely want anybody to see how grievously poor the records actually were. Then all the way through June 9th, 2006, they did not, until June 9th, 2006, have a legally compliant audit, yet they raised over $100 million in multiple states and from multiple foreign governments. So no part of the early period of the Clinton Foundation financial statements comply with the law. And this isn't like, you know, a painting or a Play-Doh or something like that. You can screw it up and then it, decide you're going to fix it retroactively. Once you break a foundation, once it is not organized or operated lawfully, you can't pick up the pieces and put them back together, which gets us to Mueller, Rosenstein, and Comey. From February 2001 until sometime in 2005, the Clinton Foundation was under investigation, a real investigation, an uppercase investigation led by U.S. Attorney in the Southern District, James Comey, until he was promoted to be Deputy Attorney General sometime in 2003, also led by Mueller and the FBI starting September 4th, 2001, at a time when Rod Rosenstein was the top person in justice in charge of deciding which tax frauds got persecuted. Instead of seeing the obvious between 2001 and 2005, these three gentlemen gave the Clinton Foundation a pass, and after that, the Clinton Foundation only expanded more of its evil ways, raising lots of money. It's tough to track, but it's not just me doing this. There's a large team of people involved at this point, experts in accounting and law and other matters in, scattered around the world. We've been able to trace what donors claim they gave and then compare it to what the Clinton Foundation claims it received. And there are hundreds of millions of dollars missing from the Clinton Foundation statements, particularly in the period 2006 to 2008 when Hillary was trying to be president. Then, by November 2nd, 2013, here's another piece of news. The Clinton family, Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea, illegally seized control of the Clinton Foundation and installed themselves as Class A directors, giving themselves superpowers in between the infrequent board meetings they held and absolute control over this foundation, which you're not allowed to do. Think of the Clinton Foundation as Baylor University or Harvard or Yale. It's supposed to be neutral. It cannot be operated for the benefit of one family. It certainly can't be operated to get involved in partisan politics. It's supposed to be a research center and a library only in Little Rock. Yet they opened offices in New York and in Boston, around the world, multiple secret offices in New York, multiple bank accounts. It is a class, it is a prototypical example of massive international fraud. It could be, with all its affiliates, the largest unprosecuted fraud in history.
That's absolutely amazing. And of course, as you point out at the very beginning, you said it's been operated as a slush fund. You know, when they're able to operate outside its initial location that it was chartered for and to operate at the benefit of these individuals inside this so-called charitable organization. And we see the same people there. You know, we had James Comey say, yes, Hillary Clinton violated national security. She did it multiple times, but I'm not going to prosecute her for that. And clearly they're covering up for this. Is there a statute of limitations on these crimes? Because you're talking about stuff going back to 2000 and beyond. Is there a statute of limitations on this that they're trying to run the clock out on, Charles?
Lawyers I've consulted say no. There's no statute of limitation on a conspiracy. And this, to me, and I'm not a lawyer, this is a prototypical RICO case, a criminal enterprise.
Yeah.
There's a longstanding pattern and practice of deceit. You've got mail fraud, bank fraud, wire fraud, all kinds of frauds, and a conspiracy to obstruct the process of exposing this. That's what's going to unfold after this judgment day, November 15th. Soon, we're going to learn just how badly the existing Justice Department and IRS conducted investigations, which in the case of the FBI started January 2016, and in the case of the IRS started July 2016. Hopefully Congress and the American people are going to demand to understand why an obvious fraud could not have been rolled up.
Well, we got to take a break, and we're going to come right back to Charles Ortel. And I want to ask you, you know, what you think the chances are of that happening, and if you think this raid of this whistleblower in the Clinton Foundation that just happened, if you think that, or we just found out about it, if you think that's tied to this in a positive or negative way. We'll be right back with Charles Ortel.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Racketeering and corrupt organizations. influence corrupt organizations. That's the RICO statute. against organized crime families. You know, like the Clintons. That's right. And Charles Ortel has been investigating this for a long time. You can find his podcasts, his articles, investigations at charlesortel.com. He's been investigating this for over 3 years, and things may be coming to a head. They should be coming to a head. We've got testimony and a report that's going to be done in 2 days, Wednesday, December the 5th. In 2 days, we have U.S. Attorney John Huber, who was appointed by Jeff Sessions to investigate the Clinton Foundation. He's going to be giving his report and testimony. And I want to talk to Charles Ortel about that and also about the raid on a whistleblower who provided a lot of documents about criminal activity of the Clinton Foundation. And for that, he was, I think, intimidated. Certainly looks like the guy was intimidated. We'll talk about that coming up. But first, let's talk about U.S. Attorney John Huber. Charles, first of all, who is he? Is he a disinterested guy, or is he somebody that's associated with the axis of apologists for Hillary Clinton, people covering up her crimes like Mueller, Comey, and Rosenstein?
Well, soon we're going to find out. He was an Obama appointee. He's the U.S. attorney for Utah, for Salt Lake City in Utah. And he was directed by Sessions to investigate some of the complaints lodged against the Clinton Foundation by prominent conservatives, both in and outside of Congress. And to date, we don't really yet know what, in fact, he may have done. So the report you're referring to is something that John Solomon of The Hill, who's been covering the Clinton Foundation actually for more than 10 years, teased out late on Friday around 9:20 p.m. or thereabouts, New York time, that there was going to be this hearing. Mark Meadows chairs a subcommittee of the Oversight Committee, and he also had put up publicly that there would be this hearing. Then about an hour after that, sadly, H.W. Bush died. And that has put into a tizzy the question of what indeed may happen on Wednesday. Apparently Wednesday is going to be a national day of mourning. All capital markets are going to be closed. So things are being rearranged. But I believe that a lot of work has gone in to, that John Solomon has done a lot of work, with people who were scheduled to show up to this hearing, with material gleaned from the public domain, and gleaned from different angles than I have been pursuing, that might shed light on the question of just exactly what have these powerful people in our FBI, in the Department of Justice, in the state's attorney general, and around the world been doing to attempt to regulate this global slush fund. You know, there's the
is it your sense? Let me ask you: is it your sense that John Huber has been open to this information, or has he been close to it? Do you know from what Solomon has said? Is he receptive to this, or has he given him any information?
Well, I honestly don't know, and I would draw the contrast to the next story you were talking about: the Hillary Clinton versus this whistleblower. In the case of the Clinton Foundation, it is just obvious to anybody with any financial training, and I have maybe more financial training than most, but it is obvious the Clinton Foundation has never complied with the law and therefore is a bold international fraud. It's obvious. And they've raised more than $3.2 billion for a project that was supposed to cost $100 million. Right there, you should say, well, wait a minute. You don't need to be a genius to say, I should have stopped raising money after I got my $100 million together.
It's never enough. It's never enough when you're greedy like that. You always want just a little bit more, as Rockefeller said, right?
Right. So on the one hand, you have the Clinton Foundation, where Hillary Clinton's a senator, then Secretary of State. It's operating. The Clinton Foundation is boldly outside the law. Bill is championing the Clinton Foundation, running around the world, getting money from all sorts of governments. Nobody really knows where that money's going. Was it used to fund Democratic campaigns and other campaigns? No one knows because it's never been checked. No one understands yet how the Clintons can go from being essentially bankrupt when they left the White House to now being worth hundreds of millions of dollars running a charity, which sounds...
Yeah, they were very public about that. They said, look, we didn't profit from this. We left the White House bankrupt, and you know, as they tried to steal the furniture.
Right. So on the one hand, you have, you know, obvious frauds. Marsha Blackburn did a wonderful job during 2016, especially trying to get Congress, when Obama was still president, to investigate this obvious fraud. No, we're not going to do that. But on the other hand, in the case of this whistleblower, here you have a whistleblower who came forward, according to the Richard Pollack's excellent report, with damning information, provided it to the Inspector General of the Justice Department and to the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. And instead of being rewarded and protected, suddenly in the dead of night or whenever it happened, a whole bunch of FBI agents show up and intimidate this whistleblower in what would seem to be gross violation of the whistleblower protection provision. So, you know, if nothing else, we have an amazing double standard, which the honest, hardworking men and women, whatever their political spectrum may be or approach may be, deserves to see rectified. We have to have equal justice under the law. We all have to respect and defend the Constitution. Instead, under really going back perhaps to W. Bush and certainly to Clinton, life has evolved to where the President of the United States believes that the law really doesn't necessarily apply to him, at least under Obama, and that the test under Obama was not whether you're defending the Constitution, but whether you're supporting Obama's objectives of getting the United States more involved with unregulated globalism. So this is a battle royal, and I see that you're putting this Sputnik stuff. There are journalists at Sputnik I've encountered. Some are American, some are European, some are Russian. They're doing work that the mainstream journalists refuse to do. They're following the evidence. They're providing fantastic analysis. I found them to be incredibly professional, as contrasted to some in the at CNN, who I won't name, who are grossly unprofessional and just trying to sell a partisan narrative without regard to what the facts tell you. So there's a lot of good information flowing out at last. And it would seem that the president and his team is now prepared to stand up for justice in the American way and bring Mueller and his rogue band of angry partisan Democrats to heel. They are not, my lawyers tell me they do not have a solid legal justification to mount the witch hunt that they've been mounting at considerable cost for too long.
Oh, yeah. And of course, that has basically been a red herring to distract people from the crimes of Hillary Clinton. And as we saw first with national security, now we're seeing with the Clinton Foundation, these economic crimes that they get a pass. They're not held to the same standard. And there's simultaneously now, I think it's also interesting that in parallel to ignoring the financial crimes of the Clinton Foundation, the slush fund that they created and ran for two decades practically, they're now coming after and digging through President Trump's financial statements. So do you think that the interim attorney general or the acting attorney general, do you think that he's going to be able to turn this around? Are they going to be able to do this in the amount of time that they've got left before the Democrats take charge and shut down any investigations completely?
I absolutely hope so. I mean, we are running out of time, but it is past time, in my judgment, for the president to declassify the vast file having to do with the FISA warrant, warrants that were secured against Carter Page and others. It is past time to call Mr. Huber and those in the IRS and the Justice Department to account for why they have not been able to make progress on this massive ongoing fraud. And it's worthwhile noting that if we don't do that, then President Obama will go down a path. And I've spoken directly to the general counsel of that foundation explaining why I think that they're making bad mistakes in pursuing and emulating the Clintons. We cannot let this example stand without getting it corrected. Corinne Brown, a former congressman, Democrat, Steve Stockman, a Republican, are both in federal prison, one for 5 years, one for 10, for far smaller charity frauds, roughly $1 million each.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's the whole thing. It's the different standard and the fact that certain people are above the law. That has to be stopped. You know, we had President Trump last week saying, if the Democrats want to go down this path of investigation, I can declassify and release a lot of stuff. But I may not do that because my lawyer has said not to do that and so forth. But he needs to do that not only to protect himself. I think that ship has already sailed, but he needs to not only protect himself, but he needs to protect the U.S. He needs to protect our system of government. People see this fraud. The mass public out there already sees how corrupt this is. And he needs to undo that by exposing this information and sending the appropriate people to jail, prosecuting them for their crimes instead of letting them get away with this. I mean, that is the most damaging thing that could be done, not only for President Trump, but for America in general.
I agree, and I urge your viewers to contact President Trump on Twitter. Direct him to my site. He and his people can watch 123 two-hour videos that take you through in excruciating detail exactly how grotesque this fraud is. It must be punished.
And again, that site is charlesortel.com. Thank you so much, Mr. Ortel. You've done a great job. Let's hope that this research is seen by President Trump. That's our program for today. Thank you for joining us.
Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Preglin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.